That's a tough one to follow. I can't dance, so I'm good. I'm not dancing today. Hi, good morning. I had to write this down because I knew I couldn't memorize this before this morning, so bear with me. My name is Jill Beebe, and I'm on staff. Thank you. I'm on staff with the Ohio University Church Plant in Athens, Ohio. Yep. I've actually been involved with H2O Church since 1998, so it's just been a little bit. So here's my H2O story. I have one of those I grew up going to church stories. Maybe you can relate. I'm actually very thankful that my parents, who were nominal Christians at the time, chose to find a church to get involved with, and they brought my sister and I along. I went to weekly Sunday services, and I did some of those youth churchy things and all that at my parents' request or their will, but I really didn't go a whole lot, and other than Sunday mornings, nothing was really consistent. However, there was just something in me, even at a young age, that I knew that God existed. And since the church told me that Jesus was God's son who died on the cross for my sins, I didn't question it. So at age 12, I made confession of faith in my church, as a good girl would do, and I did that, and I went on living my life. Fast forward, I attended Bowling Green State University, go Falcons, to study computer animation and fine arts, and it was a solid 6 hours from my hometown, so it was, felt like a fresh new start for me. You probably call me an extrovert, but I actually struggle really hard with loneliness and FOMO, so it was really important for me at that time to find friends and to fit in. I checked out the bar scene and the party scene, I made some questionable friends, and of course, as an art major, you're exposed to the whole drugs and alcohol scene pretty early on. But you know what? That's just not me. That's not who I was, not who I grew up to be. And I was just uncomfortable in that space, and I just couldn't find a place to fit in. So church. During college, I really felt like I just needed to fulfill my Sunday church quota. That's all I needed in my life, like a good Christian girl would have. And since I didn't have a car, the only church that was really accessible to me was right there on campus, H2O. I remember my very first Sunday that I attended H2O. It was a small group, about 50 people or so, and a student named Meredith, who was a senior, came up to me and introduced herself, which was kind of weird, actually, but I appreciated it. We literally had nothing in common, and each week she would find me and sit by me in church and then invite me to the small group that she was leading in my residence hall. And although I appreciated her sitting with me, Sunday church was enough, and I didn't think I really needed anything else in my week. But let me tell you, she was incorrigibly persistent. Every week, she would come find me in my dorm room right before group started to invite me to come. And every week, I had some excuse to give her that I was busy or I'd hide in the art building just to avoid her visits. But one week, she had me cornered. I didn't have an excuse, and I went. And they were studying Revelation at the time, and it was the most awkward Bible study I've ever been in. But here's the thing, especially looking back, this one woman and her persistence spoke volumes to the lengths God will go to invite us into relationship with him. I'm going to cry, sorry. Let's be honest, I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. I only had the head knowledge that he existed and a humanly moral drive to do good and be good instead of being redeemed and made righteous by Jesus through his death and resurrection. That spring, my freshman year, Meredith invited me to attend leadership training, LT. It was in Myrtle Beach, of all places, and she was going too. I gave her my classic avoidance responses and said that my parents probably wouldn't be interested, and it was expensive, and excuse. Boy, was I surprised when my parents said, that's a great idea, and my church sponsored me. So I was like, okay, and I went. At the beginning of that summer, the leadership handed us each a copy of the New Testament with a reading plan to read the entire New Testament that summer. And I never really read the Bible except for what the pastor would share on Sunday. And I've never read it in context or fully understood it, what I was reading. And being the type A person that I am, I took that challenge personally. And I started reading it. And I devoured it. All these pieces of scripture that had been thrown around in my youth finally started making sense in context. I remember one day sitting out on the covered patio of our rundown beach house we were staying in, and I had this very awesome and very terrible aha moment as I read the book of Luke. I had the realization that it was my brokenness and sin that Jesus came to save me from. And I never thought I was perfect, but I didn't actually realize how much my sin had separated me from God. And then, why would God do such a thing for me to allow his son to die on my behalf? This man who is both fully human and fully God, who throughout the many previous chapters I had been reading before so deeply cared about the people around him. And he says then in Luke 23, even while he was painfully hanging on the cross, Father, forgive these people because they do not know what they are doing. And that was me he was talking about. Right there in the beach house, I wept. I cried again. I realized that God so deeply loved me that he was willing to send his son to suffer for me in my place because it should have been me up there. I didn't deserve this. I confess my sin, my ignorance, and my unbelief, and accepted Jesus as my Savior. My head finally connected with my heart. Still makes me cry. And then the resurrection became a critical part of my faith, seeing it as final proof of God's existence. Now, I didn't actually tell anybody that that happened, not for a while at least, but I know that Meredith saw something change in me. At the end of that summer, she asked if I would help lead a Bible study with her, and she would mentor me. I already knew that God was calling me to be a part of this ministry plan, and I really want other people to know about Jesus. My sophomore year, back to school, I learned how to read the Bible better. I learned how to lead a Bible study, and God opened doors for me to use my heart for art for his church. Thank you, Eric Ask, for inviting me to do PowerPoint that year. The path to today hasn't always been easy, and it's been full of twists and turns, but so many opportunities to rejoice what God has done and continues to do in this ministry. There are more than 50 people in this room. It's pretty amazing. And if it weren't for H2O Church, I'm sure God would have continued to seek me out. I'm so thankful that he used this small campus ministry at that time to open my heart toward him. My name is Jill Beebe, and that's how God used H2O to bring me to Jesus.